All right. This is Perry A., and it is now time for us to begin our teleseminar on calcium bentonite clay. So I'm here to answer your questions and to talk a little bit about calcium bentonite clay. It's quite intriguing once you start studying clay to figure out how it works. But here's the thing, just trust that it works. When you trust it, it just has a way of working. Clay is a nanocrystal, and crystals hold memory. And the energy in clay and the memory, there's a resonation. So there's a communication within the body, between the body and the clay. And they communicate and talk to each other and decide what they need, and the clay doesn't oversupply, it's homeostatic. So it's all about bringing about balance. So literally, the body through biotransmutation takes what it needs from the body. It asks the clay and it receives. And I know it sounds terribly mysterious. To me, clay has a spiritual side. So that's the best way I can explain it. Now, we had some questions left from last week, so I'm going to start with them. Linda in Lake Charles asks, does clay have iron in it? I have read that some clay can have too much iron in it, which can cause them iron, and then the page ran off, for detoxing the body, internal consumption, or clay baths. So I lost part of the question when I tried to print it off. Clay does have iron in it. All clays have different degrees, but it's a small, very small amount. You don't take clay for the minerals that are in clay. Clay is made up of 50 to 60 trace minerals, mostly in parts per million. Some of the dominant minerals are your calcium, your phosphorus, your potassium, your sodium, your magnesium, and your iron, but it's not in a great large amount. And you don't take clay for mineral supplementation, though when the body needs something, it will take it from it. So clay, all the minerals in clay act together as the clay particle. So don't think of it as this mineral, that mineral, and the other mineral. Just think of it as the whole of clay, which all these minerals have been supercharged from the heat of the volcano with an electromagnetic energy. So when you take the clay, they resonate with the body and talk to the cells of the body. They communicate. So if you want minerals, buy them at the drugstore and take your minerals. You don't take clay for minerals. However, you will have added benefits. Clay is not absorbed through the bloodstream, and yet it will increase bone density, and it will stop anemia, which is a weakness in the blood. So don't ask me how. Again, it's this communication pathway that clay has with the body. Part of her question, I'm not sure what it was, it got cut off. It said, for detoxing internal consumption or clay baths. So she may have been asking how much clay to take for doing that. For detoxing, generally myself, I take 2 ounces 2 to 3 times a day for a 21-day period. And then you can back off and find your maintenance level. During that 21 period, you've allowed yourself to cleanse the lower colon, so you're getting more energy and more vitamins from the food you eat and the vitamins that you do take. So, yes, you're increasing your minerals, but in an indirect way. Clay is cleansing the pathway so you get it easier into your body. It gets rid of parasites. You have more energy. It just communicates with the body as a whole, and we benefit from the results. For internal consumption, I like to mix the clay, pre-mix the liquid clay. And I'm talking about using the product Living Clay because it swells 3 times. So when you want to make a jar of liquid clay, you get a bottle. with a plastic lid, non-metal lid, and you add your water, and for every 8 ounces of water, you want to put 1 ounce of clay. And for those who didn't excel in fifth grade math, 1 ounce is equal to 2 tablespoons. And I generally make 2 rounded tablespoons of clay. I get a little funnel, and you want to tap it on the side of the funnel, because if you just dump it in there, it's going to plug up the hole. Let the clay go down into the water, put the lid on, and just shake it rigorously for several seconds. If you want to do it 15 or 20 seconds, really shake it hard, because you want to break up all the lumps. Then open the lid a little bit, because you need to give it room to expand and swell, and we call it breathing room. But it doesn't take just but a minute to breathe and expand and absorb all the water. And then it's ready to start taking it. You start drinking it. I leave my bottle on the cabinet. It won't get old. I've tested 3 bottles. I put 1 in the refrigerator, 1 in the dark pantry, and 1 on my kitchen cabinet, and I left them for 3 months. In 3 months, when I went back and opened them, they were all as fresh as the day I made them. So clay doesn't deteriorate. It doesn't, it's not an organic matter that decomposes. Because it is inert, it stays fresh. For clay baths, we have a directions and a video on livingclayco.com that you can go to on how to mix it for a clay bath. To mix it for topical, you want to use 1 part of clay to 3 parts of water. Again, put the clay in the water, shake it real, real good. You want to get all the lumps out. So if you open it, if it has some lumps, keep shaking. Again, twist the lid off, let it breathe, and give it a time to expand. When you're mixing it thicker like that, it may take, 5 or 10 minutes to swell and expand and get to a pasty level. You want it about like sour cream. And overnight, it's going to get a little bit thicker, but you can go ahead and use it right then. For clay baths, I prefer to get a blender. And I put about 2 cups of water in the blender. I add my 1 to 2 cups of clay, depending on what I'm wanting to achieve. I top it off with water to about an inch of the top of the blender. Put the lid on securely and put it on high and leave it for a good while. You want to get all the lumps out. And when it's thoroughly blended, carry that in and you're starting your bath water, your hot bath water. Pour it in the bathtub, rinse the blender out real good and get all the clay out. And then go in and take your blades off the blender and wash them. Because if you leave the clay on there, it pulls metals, right? And metals that tend to disintegrate or rust, it's going to speed up the rusting process. So be sure and wash your blades in case your blades are rustable. And that's how you mix it for those 3 things. Alex in Washington asks, do you have to take a probiotic when taking clay internally because clay gets rid of all bacteria, both good and bad? Also, can you become dependent on clay? No, clay doesn't get all the bacteria, both good and bad. Clay has a selective process. It's only looking for a positive charged ion. So the bacteria with the positive charged ion are your free radicals in your body that have that open positive charge is what clay draws like a magnet to it, because its negative charge is very, very strong. And the bacteria with the positive charges to it are your viruses, your fungus, your diseases, your infections, your molds, your yeast, things of that nature. So it is selective, and it doesn't get rid of all of it. It doesn't hurt to go ahead and take a good probiotic anyway. People take it. Your gut bacteria replenish themselves just constantly all day long and in the cabillions. So it's an ongoing process. But if you feel like you need to take it, go ahead and take it. A little more certainly won't hurt you. Tammy in Bedford, Pennsylvania. Teeth whitening. Is there a way to utilize clay for teeth whitening? And if so, what is the formula for mixing, and how soon can one expect to see results? Well, Tammy, you won't have Matthew McConaughey white teeth, that artificial white teeth, but it will definitely help get rid of coffee and tea stains and lighten the teeth where they're not so yellow. I take my toothpaste brush, I put toothpaste on it, and on top of that, I put some hydrated clay, and I brush my teeth with it. I brush it real good. I put a pretty good gob of the clay on top. It helps clean the teeth. It pulls the bacteria out from your gums. It's also good to take your liquid clay in the morning, particularly if you have a propensity for gum disease, to swish with clay. Take a mouthful of clay and swish it back and forth in your teeth and gums. About twice a month, I pack my gums with powder clay. I take a ridge of the powder on my toothbrush handle, pull my cheek out, and deposit it between my teeth, cheek, and gums. The saliva will take the clay and wet it enough that it sticks to your teeth and gums, so it's in there for the night, and then you can just go to sleep and sleep with it in there. So if you swallow some, it's all the better, and you don't even know you have it in there, and if you're swallowing it, you're not aware of it. So it's just a great thing to do for keeping healthy gums, because it will pull those bacteria that get lodged down in the gums, and it will also pull blood flow and circulation that stimulates the gums and keeps them healthy so they tighten back to the teeth securely. Can you become dependent on clay? You will want to be dependent on clay. It's not addictive by nature. It is addictive by, oh my gosh, I never want to be without this again because I get so many good results from it. So it's very safe to take, and I wouldn't worry about being dependent on clay. Okay, Rose from Westbury, New York. Hi, Perry. I have a kidney infection called membranous neuropathy, which basically is inflammation of the glomerular. Was wondering how much clay to drink. I'm also on meds in the morning and evening. Okay, check with your pharmacy, Rosa, your pharmacist, and ask them how long it takes you to absorb your medicines. And then after that period of time, it may be 2 hours, 1 hour, 3 hours, 4 hours. Wait that length of time and then take your clay. Generally, it doesn't hurt all medicines, mostly live bacteria medicines. But it's always safe, since we don't know for sure, just to wait that period of time and then take the clay. The clay will work any time. Now, I've had people with different types of kidney problems and liver problems, end-stage liver disease, that the clay really, really helped. Had one person who had a hep C, and her hep C cleared up while she was drinking clay. Now, she was drinking quite a bit. She was drinking probably 3 to 4 ounces 3 times a day, because she did have this serious problem. She was also taking clay baths and just putting the clay on her from head to toe, and then she would get in the bath and soak it off. So she was doing a very aggressive approach. I don't know if it's going to help this particular situation or not. Generally, any kind of inflammation, clay helps reduce inflammation. So I'm going to say yes, and let's try it and see. It certainly won't hurt for you to try. All right. Let me look here. I still have another question. Sammy from Los Angeles. What's the difference between taking clay with food, since you offer recipes in your book, versus drinking it or eating it? Wouldn't clay interfere with digestion of it because of its alkalinity? No, again, clay is selective. It doesn't over-alkalize. It brings it into balance of where the body is supposed to be. You want your body alkalinity to be about 7 pH. You can still, your stomach acids will still work. It's just the way the body works. And again, the clay communicates with the body and has a wisdom of its own and knows what to do. I've learned to trust the clay. It looks like taking it with food, it would get caught up in the food and maybe not be as effective. Some people prefer taking it on an empty stomach. I generally get up in the morning, brush my teeth, take my shower, take my vitamins, put on my clothes, get dressed, go into the kitchen, have a little breakfast, and then I drink some Clyde. And I've been doing that for years, and I'm very healthy. I have beautiful skin tone. My body doesn't ache. My joints don't ache. They used to before Clyde, and I don't have acid reflux. So I'm a great believer in it. I don't think the clay is going to interfere. My deal is just get it in you and on you, and the clay will find a way to work. The clay is such a strong drawing agent that it's going to find a way to draw out the baddies in the body while it's in there. Jerome said, after clay has been dried on the body, will it continue to be as effective as when first applied saturated? That's a very good question. Sometimes it's more effective to let it dry and leave it on dry for a period of time because it's really still pulling and drawing and pulling that blood flow and oxygen to the area. And then other times it's equally as good to leave it on wet. I usually like the arc. If I have a large open wound or something, I want to put it on wet, and I want to put a large amount on a toenail fungus. But I'll often prop my foot up and let on the toenail fungus and let it dry and then wash it off. So you can just play with it and find what works best for you. They both work. It isn't less effective. Sometimes leaving clay like on a facial too long when after it dries, I'll leave it 10 or 15 minutes longer and it really pulls and I feel heat under the clay. My face is flush because it's pulled the blood to the surface and there's a warmth there. And if you have very fair skin, you may really get a red cheek and I don't know if you could get a skin burn from too much blood flow to the surface or not, but just play with it and find what works for you. Okay, Samantha in Miami. I have seen that you should use purified water to mix the clay. And another place said use distilled water. Does it really matter what kind of water you use to mix the clay? No, it doesn't really matter. The darn clay is going to work. And if there's something in there that shouldn't be, it sees as a chemical with a positive charge, it's going to draw it out. The person who taught me a clay, and I've read it in books, that you can put clay in an innocuous water, water that's contaminated, stir it up, let it say, and the clay will pull the contaminants to the bottom and drink the water. He told me when that tsunami hit several years back in Somalia, he said, I wouldn't have any problems at all taking a handful of clay and throwing it in some of that bad water if that's all I had to drink, stirring it, letting it settle, and then drink the water off the top. I don't know if I would do that, would go that far. I guess if I was thirsty enough, I might. But it is known to draw things out. They use it in wine making and beer making to pull impurities out of the wine. You always wonder if people are in there stomping the grapes with their feet. I don't know if I want to drink that wine, but they use clay to filter out all the impurities. And it brings it. I have seen it mixed with something in this goo settle at the bottom when you add clay to it, that if there was something there it didn't like, it literally pulls it out and separates from the rest of the liquid. So we prefer spring water. A purified spring water is what I prefer. Distilled water tends to be drying. It's stripped of minerals, and I like minerals in my water. If there's too much calcium and you're worried about kidney stones, don't worry about it. The clay will take care of it. It balances it out. It dissolves kidney stones. It dissolves a lot of cysts in the body that are made up of calcium deposits and things. Janet from Mills says, I recently was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. I'm reluctant to take prescription medicine. Can clay help put my thyroid back on track? Janet, I don't know the answer to that. You know, what I do is I would try some clay. I was diagnosed as needing thyroid, had all the symptoms, and they had me on a Synthroid, a 0.05. But every 3 months I had to go back to the doctor, refill the prescription, pay for a doctor visit. I just got tired of it because I couldn't tell any difference in my body when I took it and when I didn't take it. So I quit taking it, and about that time is when I started taking clay, and I'm doing just fine without it. So I would suggest try it and see if you feel better, if you can tell a difference, and maybe go back and get it checked again and see if it's working, because it is all about balancing the body. Darla in Phoenix, are there any foods I should avoid when using clay? Not necessarily. If you're eating acidic foods, clay's going to help balance it out. My grandson loves oranges, and he will eat them till his mouth raw, and he just has diarrhea, and his little bottom is raw. He loves acidic fruits. He eats peaches and strawberries and things like that. But I give him clay, and it balances out, and it takes care of his little rash, his diarrhea. It takes away his mouth ulcers. So even eating fatty foods, I've found that clay absorbs the cholesterol, the grease from meat, because I was cooking that pot of chili. You've all heard me tell that story with the grease standing on top, and I poured a fourth of a cup of clay in there, and before I got it stirred in good, the grease just vanished. It just turned all into a rich chili gravy. So the clay had captured the grease. It's amazing. So I wouldn't worry about it. Eat what you want and drink the clay. Gene Brody. Hi, Gene. I think we talked last week. Good to hear you again from Colebrook, Connecticut. Hi, Perry. I've had 4 clay baths in the last 2 weeks, as well as drinking clay. On Tuesday, I developed a painful lower back that is still with me. I suspect it is due to detoxing. Am I guessing correctly? For my liquid clay drinks, is it okay to use a glass jar with a metal lid that's covered with plastic so no metal is exposed? Okay. I don't think a lower back pain is not a detox reaction. I don't know what's causing your lower back pain, maybe a muscle pull or a pinched nerve or something of that thing. If it is either of those, I would say put a clay poultice on the area and see if that doesn't help. It should relieve back any pain and inflammation rather than cause it. Generally, detox reactions are a mild headache, feeling lethargic for about 3 days, constipation because it's pulling out old, dried, putrefied fecal matter and old mucus that's lodged in your colon, and possibly a rash if you're trying to detox too quick. But I've never heard of a backache being a symptom of the clay. Using the metal lid, I'm still a little suspicious about that, even if you use saran wrap or something there, because it's like a magnet, and it may weaken your clay. It's not going to be able to get to the metal to break it down and make it rust with something in there between it, but I just don't know the magnetic effect and if it will affect the magnetic energy of your clay. So I would look for something plastic there. Rhonda in Houston. I put living clay in my dog food, and he loves it. I also have a pet boa constrictor. Is there some way that clay would be beneficial for her? Very good. Yes, animals love clay, and it is very beneficial to them. I suspect boa constrictors are comfortable with clay in that they live in rivers, and there's lots of clay in the rivers. Now, whether they eat it or not, I don't know. You might put some clay in the water. I don't know, but I suspect that they're used to it because most of your riverbeds have clay deposits in them. I don't know if you want to dip her mouse in clay or not, and that's kind of an oxymoron there. I'm just teasing. All right, let's see if we have any more questions that came in. Well, it looks like we have, oh, here's one. Ginger, do you think that clay would help with severe allergies? Mars. Now, I don't know what Mars is. Allergies over time, yes. Right away, maybe not. Now, if I'm talking about allergies that cause sneezing and runny nose like that, if it causes a rash, definitely put it on the rash. But I've had people with allergies, and I'm one of them, violently allergic to cats and dogs, and yet I've gotten in the last few years since I've been taking clay daily that they don't bother me as much. Now, if I reach down and pet one and fluff his fur up and pop all that dander in my face, yes, my eyes are going to start itching, and I'm going to, you know, get the runny nose and maybe the asthma. And if I pet them and rub my eyes, I usually pay for it. But long term, in some ways, it has helped some people. I'm not familiar what Mars is, so I can't speak to that. Okay, Tammy in Bedford, Pennsylvania. I've only been ingesting clay since 9/13. I take 3 ounces 3 times a day, sometime more depending on how much I have left in my sports bottle. The only benefit I've seen thus far is some weight loss, which is very much appreciated because I'm severely overweight, but I was really hoping for more energy and clearing of skin tags, moles, warts, liver spots. How long can I expect to see results I was hoping for? Also, teeth whitening. The question I sent earlier, I haven't used toothpaste for several years because of the fluoride. Instead, I used Oral MD or AMA.com, which is a mixture of peppermint, spearmint, and almond oils. Can I still put the clay on the toothbrush with that when brushing? Yes, I'd put the clay on the toothbrush with that, or you can just put the clay on the toothbrush by itself and brush. A lot of people do that. I have a mixture that I like. I don't like to do it all the time because I think it might be abrasive, but I have a powder mixture. I take the clay and I mix it with a drop of peppermint oil, just a tiny bit, a clay, a little bit of baking soda, and some cloves, and I mix that up. I put toothpaste on my brush, wet it, tap it, the water off, and just dip it in the dry clay and brush my teeth with. It really makes your teeth feel clean when you get through. You feel like you've just had your teeth polished. So you might just try it. You can just dip it into the clay itself. If you'll email me or contact me, my email is perrya@austin.rr.com. And if anyone wants that recipe, I'll be happy to share it with you. Now, let's see. Your problem is you've been taking quite a bit of clay. Are you drinking lots and lots of water? I would recommend drinking lots and lots of water. Technically, you're supposed to take your weight and divide it by 2, and that's how many ounces of water you should be drinking a day. Skin tags, moles, and warts, you've got to put the clay on directly. Drinking is not going to dry those up and get them off. Put the clay on directly. It takes longer with skin coats to dry them off. You know, if you could get a little, if they're in a place where maybe at night you could put the wet clay on pretty thick and put some saran wrap or Glad press and seal over it to hold it in place, that would help. Liver spots, drinking the clay will lighten them and keep fresh ones for coming. If you have some that have been there a long time that are sort of set in stone, it may not help. But I know I have very few, and I do have a few, but not very many. You know, the results, the energy should come. I don't know what kind of diet you're on or what you're eating. I would recommend raw foods as much as possible. Eating lots of lettuce and salads, and you'd be amazed at how much energy you feel if you go on a raw food diet. You can eat some meat, make it lean chicken or or fish, brawl fish, something like that. But I have done that before I started taking clay religiously, and it really got away from my aches and I felt better. There's something about eating that way, eating a vegan diet, that really gives you a boost in energy. But generally by now you should be feeling energy taking that much clay. So I don't know what to attest to that, other than if you're severely overweight, that is a drain on the body physically. All right, let's see if we have any more questions. Tammy was saying, I would love my husband to be able to listen to this teleseminar when he gets home this evening. Is there a place to listen to this again? Thanks and have a wonderful day. Yes, you can go to aboutclay.com and click on information or articles. I'm not sure, it's one of those. And if you scroll down to the bottom, it has a list of previous teleseminars that we've had, and you're welcome to listen into those, plus some radio interviews I've had with different people. So we invite all of you to get any information you need from aboutclay.com, the articles, the teleseminars, and recorded interviews are there as well. Well, it looks like our time is up for today, and it looks like our questions and our times just worked out quite well today. It's been a joy being with you. I'm always available to answer questions about clay and spread the word about clay, and I wish you a wonderful week, and now go get clayed and play in some clay. Thank you for listening, and goodbye for today.